In 1851, physicist John Foucault hung a pendulum from a 200-foot wire, much as I've done here, and proved the Earth revolves.
Excuse me, Miss Fowle. Might I suggest that in the future, oral reports should be shorter than the life of the person they're about?
Speed it up, Jimmy.
Because the Earth's rotating beneath the pendulum, any moment now the first domino will move in front of it and be knocked over.
Cool. When's it gonna knock over another one?
In exactly 1 hour.
Aww. 15 seconds, Jimmy.
Okay, he was born poor.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up. Nick, your report, please.
Nick!
Could I get some atmospheric lighting here? In July 97, three normal kids from our town heading home from an all-night swim meet decided to take a shortcut through the theme park, so they hopped the fence. They may have heard the rumors, but they were all too smart to believe in the Phantom of Retroland. Everybody knows about the Phantom. He wears a long black cape, he has a Genoa salami for a right leg, and he stalks the park after dark, looking for victims to eat. Here's an artist's drawing of what he looks like. None of them were ever seen again. That's my history report.
Okay, in the first place, who ever heard of an all-night swim meet? Secondly, how do we know Billy's alleged last words if no one ever saw him again? And if Mr. Phantom's so hungry, why doesn't he just eat his salami leg? The whole thing's a myth, an urban legend.
How small-minded can you be to try to ruin someone else's well-researched and fascinating report?
Yeah, there you go.
Excuse me? Isn't a basic rule of history supposed to be that it's about stuff that, I don't know, actually happened?
Jimmy, your rambling was really cool and everything, but are you sure you're not, maybe a little jealous? Because Mr. Four-paw never ate nobody?
Every thinking person knows the Phantom's just a fable.
Oh, obsess, why don't ya? You're only putting down Nick because despite all your logic, you're just as scared of the Phantom as everyone else.
No kid who goes to Retroland after midnight has ever been seen again.
That is so patently ridiculous, it doesn't even deserve to...
What? A 600-page report on how ridiculous it is in French?
So, Neutron, I guess you wouldn't be afraid to go to the park at midnight. And I'll say if I was to triple dog dare you.
Don't do it, Jimmy! With you dead, I'll be picked last in volleyball!
Fine. I'll go tonight. And I'll be in class tomorrow, completely unharmed.
How will we know you were really there?
Because I'll take Sheen and Carl as witnesses.
Sheen, the Phantom of Retroland's gonna rip us limb from limb and eat us! Say something!
You haven't noticed how Jimmy's hair is like one of those gum massager things? It's all swirly and...
What?
Would you like some more milk to help you get to sleep?
No thanks, Mom. I find it more soothing to mentally calculate the Mertens function for all integers through 10 to the 30th power.
I list all the types of pie in alphabetical order, starting, of course, with cherry.
What about apple, dear?
Oh, I forgot apple.
Oh, and blueberry.
Blueberry!
And boysenberry, yes! Banana cream, banana coconut cream,
right.
Boston cream, blackcurrant, chocolate marmalade, big cherry, black cherry.
Activate hologram projector. Image select. It skipped Jimmy asleep.
Dear Jimmy, I can't come with you tonight, as I have decided to join the French Foreign Legion. This is a decision I do not make lightly, as I have... Hi, Jimmy. I thought you said 11:30.
Well, you'd have surely been on a plane to Algeria by then, Carl. you could make it, Sheen. How'd you sneak out?
Oh, I just told my grandma that I had to go to a deserted theme park to be eaten by a maniac. She told me to wear clean underwear.
Let's hop the fence.
Hop the... Oh, gee, sorry, I can't, Jim. You know, some people can't whistle, some people can't snap their fingers. Well, I can't hop, so darn it, I guess I'll have to go home. Bye.
It's an expression, Carl. We're going through the fence, thanks to my oxidation accelerator. Voila! The equivalent of 200 years of rust. Oh, Mr. Phantom! Yoo-hoo! Tasty children right here!
But don't, Jimmy!
It's 1 minute to midnight! Where are you?
Maybe he's on Daylight Maniac time.
What's that?
My autograph book. The Phantom's going right here next to my dad. And Santa Claus. Hey, wait a minute!
Strangest thing. The Jimster's in his room, but so is his playground.
Ooh, I keep telling him to empty his socks before he comes home.
Yeah, no, Monkey Pants. I'm talking about his entire playground's in his room.
I wonder what order he'll eat us in.
He's kidding, Carl. No one's gonna eat us. 3, 2, 1, midnight! Ha! We did it! We took a hypothesis, constructed a scientific protocol, and conclusively proved it false. Take that, Nick and all of your ilk!
You know what I smell, Jimmy?
Victorious truth rising above the ashes of superstition?
No. Salami.
Stand your ground! It's obviously a trick!
Could you sign this to Sheen with admiration and affection, please?
He's not real! He's a mythical construct!
Hey, better safe than swallowed, Jimmy! No, he'll just climb in!
Not if we're moving!
Ha-ha! Try and get us now, Mr. Deli Item Leg!
Sheen?
What?
It's only a 3-minute ride. Wow, usually when I get on these kind of rides, I get real sick. Never mind.
Ugh, looks like I have to show you how a myth fares when it faces the withering light of science.
How?
I'm going to repeat Foucault's classic experiment.
And what, bore him to death?
Goddard, laser beams! Cut the guardrails off the ride's axis! What is this ride if not a giant pendulum? Now that it's swinging freely, the Earth will slowly rotate beneath it.
Aha! So?
So, imagine, Mr. Phantom's a domino! Let's see how scary the Phantom is now.
Ew, what's that smell?
Shoe barf. Sorry.
Hey, I know that voice. Nick! I should've known.
Boy, you really showed him. Wham! Now let's beat it before the real Phantom shows up.
Sheen, there is no real Phantom.
I beg to differ. What's that smell?
You mean your salami leg, his salami leg, or Carl's shoes?
It's only Cindy and Libby. But why?
Why? Because nobody likes a smug, smart-alecky, badly coiffed other person's class report ruining know-it-all. Everybody knows the stupid Phantom's a myth. Only you would ruin everyone's fun by being so pedantic about it.
Leaving so soon. What's that smell?
You mean your salami leg, their salami leg, his salami leg, or Carl's shoes?
All right, whoever you are, the joke's over.
Jimmy, what about science?
Science! Schwartz, run for your life!
Oh, that'll teach that little Dickens to use his hologram projector to sneak out after bedtime. Let's go, Hugh.
Coming, honey. Hey, booger of my eye, I think I got them all. Every single pie between apple and cherry. Look at my list.
What about blackberry?
Oh, blackberry, sure. Tip of the cap there, Mr. Phantom Face, terrifying guy.